Sharing a round of golf with friends, fishing with your kids, reading a book on the beach, or simply going for a stroll in the park. Or spending that same time in a hot and muggy, dusty, dirty back room or service truck trying to find out where a product is you know you just saw last week, and all the while wondering where all your cash has gone lately and why your techs are spending their days driving around town tracking down parts and then yakking it up at the local supply house. And if you had enough time, you'd get your inventory in order, all the while knowing that the reason you don't have time to get your inventory in order is precisely why you don't have the time. Knowing you need to do something and knowing what to do are two different things, and my goal in this relatively short amount of time is to provide you with just some of the basics of what you can do to improve your inventory control without spending very much money, if any at all. Now, all of us take action for different reasons, and it's usually a realization that if you keep doing the same things that you did before, you can continue to reap the same consequences. Why are you in business? There are two reasons, the money or the glory. Our company has seen many changes over the last 60-plus years. It used to be very common for management to never seem quite satisfied unless there was a lot of activity in the office or warehouse of our family-owned assembly and plumbing distributorship. People screaming into phones, running out to the warehouse, walking on the proverbial eggshells. Back one day in 1989, I watched as one of our managers laid into one of our order fillers because she didn't look busy. I saw many times where people would pick up a pen or product, furrow their eyebrows, and look busy. The general atmosphere at work then was, when in doubt, run in circles and scream and shout. Oftentimes, activity was confused with productivity. Managers received a lot of satisfaction solving continual crisis, often created by bad inventory control, in Superman-like fashion and going home dead tired after a long day at work. We were in business for the glory. It was back on June 1, 1993, on my very first day of ownership, that I announced to everyone in our first ever company-wide meeting that we deserved the cleanest, most organized, and efficient assembly and distribution warehouse in which to spend a large part of our working lives, and my responsibility was to either provide that to them or help them find another company that did. It was the quality of our people that has driven me to provide that environment, and I am hopeful that if you aren't already building for your employees and community now, that you hear that call and start today. Whether you're an HVAC, plumbing, or electrical service company, you need products to help you do the job. Achieving effective inventory management is one of the pieces of the puzzle that will allow you the freedom you need to achieve your lifelong goals. It's a means to an end. The ability to turn cash into inventory, as we all have learned, is easy. The challenge is turning that inventory back into cash, and that is what I'd like to hopefully get you thinking about, and, better yet, acting on, so you can find yourself on that beach, in that park, or on that lake or golf course as a result of the small time you're now committing to learn about some keys to achieving a controlled and balanced inventory. Thank you for taking the time to improve your inventory control. My name is Joe Hodes, owner and president of the Hodes Company. Since 1943, we've been serving plumbing contractors with their inventory needs. For information on our exclusive inventory control program, please see our homepage and click on Stock Service System, or just give us a call. If ever you find yourself in Kansas City, we'd be happy to buy you a barbecue lunch and give you a tour of our state-of-the-art facility.